Hallelujah. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn again to Matthew chapter 22. And for those of us who are, who are just joining us, we've been in a series recently called Mega, which is a dissection of the Great Commandment. And I could sum up a little bit the first couple of parts of this. I'm going to try to sum it up as quick as I can. But to summarize part one, I would say that part one said this, that the foundation of the Word of God, the foundational teaching of the Word of God, is that we love the Lord more than anything else. That's the foundational teaching of the Word. And through having that foundation of loving the Lord more than anything else in place, we're able to receive love for others, even our enemies. And if this relational priority is not in its proper place, if we don't love the Lord more than anything else in our lives, then there is no good you can do or no good you can be that will compensate for it. That was really the lesson for week one. And the lesson for week two could be found in this. Every individual who ever lived is created for a purpose, and that's to glorify God. And rejection of that purpose, or living for a purpose other than that, can be defined as the neglect of God and the neglect of His Word. The neglect of God and the neglect of His Word. In Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 23, verses 18 and following, begins to talk to us what happens to humans when they begin to live in the rejection of their purpose, which we are all created to live to glorify God. There's so much more to that. If you want to know more, look at it online. But today we're going to go back to the great commandment with the goal to define love. So Matthew 22, we're going to start at verse 35 and read the great commandment again. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him, and the capital H is always Jesus, one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, and saying, "Teacher, what is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the great commandment." That's the foundational teaching of the Word of God. Okay, if you miss that, you missed